This call is being recorded.
There we go. The five pillars. So an injury can take place anywhere in your body, your brain, your arteries, heart, lungs, bowel, liver, and so on. The cause of the injury may be multiple reasons. It could be an accident, a blow, a fracture, nutritional deficiencies, bad teeth, bad foods. And whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a current of injury, which sends a message to the injured area, and that message triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are the little carpenters in your body. They're responsible for healthy cell replication in order to repair that injury for you. However, just like any other carpenters, they need the right building blocks in order to build healthy cells. And this is where you come into play. This is your responsibility to feed your stem cells with all the required nutrients, all the required building blocks. The laws of nature states that the stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication without those building blocks. And I'm quite certain that you are very aware that today's grocery store-bought foods lack the required nutrients. And maybe you are aware, or you're not aware, I'm not sure about that one, that you need to use reliable superfoods that will guarantee that the stem cells get those nutrients. And the superfoods we use are from Nature Sunshine. And you likely may know that you need superfoods of all colors. And that's why, in order to heal the injury, we eat the right foods, which is meats and chickens and fish and vegetables and seeds and berries. But we also have a superfood smoothie. Red, which is essential liquid minerals. And I'm excited to announce also that I think we're going to get Chinese mineral chi tonic back in about a week here. Yahoo for that.
Yay!
Yay is right. And yellow is flax hull lignans, and lignans binds toxic xenoestrogens. White is collagen plus, that's the collagen powder that's needed for healing leaky gut and for healing all the membranes in the body. And blue is water and Zambrosa or Noni juice. And green is chlorophyll or green zone. Inflammation. Now, this is a $5 million question. Where is the poison coming from that's causing inflammation in your inner body? Poisons poke holes in your gut membrane, and they get into your bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy and impede the flow of oxygen and blood, and therefore the circulation slows down. The nutrients and oxygen are now having a difficult time reaching that injured area. The body temperature drops. Your immune system drops, and disease sets in. And science has proven if your body temperature drops by only a half a degree Celsius, then your immune system also drops by 35%. This is a fact. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. So you need to find out where your poisons are coming from, and you need to address them, and you need to stop eating grains, sugars and starches that cause the blood to be sticky and heavy. And we need to eat meat, clean the blood to raise the body temperature. Elimination. Your body has been created with an amazing lymphatic system that always comes to your rescue. Your lymphatic system takes the poisons out of your bloodstream and out of the spaces between your cells and tissues. It then cleans up a lot of the poisons and moves the rest of the poisons out through the elimination channels. That's your bowels, your kidneys, your respiratory tract, and your skin. Now start to imagine what happens if over the years You have dumped so much poison into your body that you have clogged up your entire lymphatic system, and it just can't handle this any longer. Imagine what happens if your liver is overloaded, if your bowels and kidneys are exhausted. It's now easy to see that those poisons can no longer be eliminated, and they remain in your body with continuous inflammation and irritation to the tissues of your inherent weak organs and glands. So this is where you need to know that to clean the bowel, you need at least LBS 2. To clean the kidneys, you need water, chlorophyll, and maybe K, and maybe do the one-day kidney flush. And you need to do maybe a liver cleanse, and you need to take lots of cat's claw herbal combination to open up that lymphatic system so the poisons are draining out through the elimination channels. Next pillar, infection. This accumulation of all the poisons and all those toxic debris in a specific area of your body due to a congested lymphatic system and burdened elimination channels leads to consequences. And what are those consequences? The oxygen levels to that injured area drops. And proven by Dr. Otto Warburg, when the oxygen levels to your injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer take place. No oxygen equals no oxidation equals acids. And this is where infection sets in. And there are, now I'm just going to stop here for a minute because I hear background noise and it is distracting for those people who are on the call and are really attempting to listen to this information. So if you'd be so kind to please put your mute button on, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Did you know that there are signature herbs that can clean out that yeast and fungal infection that's developing in that congested, no oxygen injured area? And that is Podarco, spelt P-A-U, and then capital D, and then apostrophe, capital A-R-C-O, Podarco. It is known to clean out candida. It is known to clean out fungus. It is known to clean out cancer cells. The other one we have is PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W, and it will be back on the market in October. Circulation. With all the toxic, poisonous debris floating around in your bloodstream, you have poor circulation and low body temperature. Your blood is probably congested with heavy metals, undigested food particles from leaky gut, chemicals, sticky fats, metabolic waste. So imagine how difficult it is for your heart to circulate the nutrients and oxygen to the various cells and tissues. Poor blood circulation equals lowered body temperature, equals a lowered immune system, and now you have no energy. You are exhausted and your sleep patterns are all upset. And this is where we clean out the blood using the oral chelation program. And the oral chelation tablet we have from Nature Sunshine is called MC. In a nutshell, this is what you do if you happen to be diagnosed with one of those no-hope diseases. In our world, I'm talking about Diane and myself, there is no such thing as no-hope diseases because there is a solution. In a nutshell, avoid grains, sugars, alcohol, pop, fruit juices. And you probably have heavy metals from vaccinations, so you need to clean that out. Have smoothies with essential liquid minerals, flax hall lignans, collagen plus, zambrosa or noni, and green chlorophyll. Open up the elimination channels with LBS2. Drink water, chlorophyll. Use lots of cat's claw. To clean up the toxic lectins from all present-day grains, you can take colostrum, 2 in the morning on an empty stomach, 2 in the evening on an empty stomach. And Protease Plus enzymes to clean up undigested food particles in the bloodstream, 2 in the morning on an empty stomach, 2 in the evening on an empty stomach. And clean up the fungal infection with Prodarco and Papa. And clean up the blood with MC. The bottom line is this. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis, MS. And this is where I want to bring Diane into the picture. And Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There she
is.
Thank you, Diane, for all the time you've taken. Diane and I have worked hard to put this together. You have no idea how many hours we have spent together, but we've had fun. And
yes,
I'm going to pass the time over to you, Diane. If you could just briefly just tell us your story, and then we're just going to zoom into questions for you, Diane, because we do have a lot of them. Okay, so go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you very much for everybody being there, and Donna for inviting me. Donna is doing a wonderful job, and she works so hard for all of you. So I hope you can hear me. Whoops, my headset fell down. I hope that you can hear me properly here. So, to go back, 1982, I was 19 years old back then, and I paralyzed. First of all, I had problems with my vision, lost 90% of my vision in one eye, and 2 weeks later, I was paralyzed and in the hospital. They didn't know what was going on with me. It took them months of poking and trying different test to finally diagnose multiple sclerosis. And at that time, I was totally paralyzed from the right shoulder to the right toes, and nothing was moving. And I would put my hand, my arm on my lap, but it would fall down. And my legs simply, there was no movement from my ankle or anything, everything was numb. I had lost totally bladder control, colon control. I could not even transfer myself from the wheelchair to the toilet. I could not cut my meat or do anything. You can imagine when you have a sight totally paralyzed. Being a pianist, having my hand taken away was extremely difficult. I didn't understand it, and it was certainly not fair. So you get into that mode, why me? And why is that? And then you get the fear of not knowing what it is. I don't know if it's the fear of not knowing what it is or the fear of when they tell you. Now we know it's MS. And the only thing you see is a poster with the mom in a wheelchair and a little child beside, and the mom never walks. So yeah, I remember that poster from those days. So the fear of what you're facing, and they're telling you, you don't know why they have it. They say there's no cure, and that's the way you have to live your life. And even today, I want to relate it to everybody. So many things, they have no idea what people do have them, and they have no idea they don't have any cure. Yet, I'm not alone. I'm not unique. The only reason I'm sharing my story with you is that you know there's always different options, and those options will be different for everybody. There's some common denominators, like cleaning out all the toxins, cleaning out the blood, the lymphatic, absolutely getting a lot of nutrients. That's always basics. When you do your body system questionnaire, you find out what system needs the most help. That is essential in order to regain health. So I'm sharing this story because I just want you to know that I believe that when you give everything to your body, the body will get well. Now, they said I will never walk again, except that I would walk with a cane. If my hand, my leg come back to 75%, I would be a lucky girl. My hand, they said 50%, maybe it will recover. Now, and they said I will never have children. They wanted to tie my tubes. Now, today, people have known me at conference, come and say hi. I've been walking now with no problems for over 25 years. I can play the piano. I have two grown-up children. So this is what they believe, and the reality is very different. When they said they wanted to tie my tubes, and I was 19. So I understand why they said they didn't want me to have children, because it would be worse. And in their mind, I could pass MS to our children. But now I know this is totally false. But back then, you don't know. And I said, well, if I'm not supposed to have children, I'll make sure that I don't. But nobody should tie my tubes because I'm 19. Who knows in 10 years? In my head back then, I was not anywhere close to natural healing. I was thinking more medical, but it was like, who knows in 10 years, the world is so big, somebody might be able to find a pill, a vaccine, or something like that. You don't do something so radical. And they were doing procedures and doing tests, and they were putting me to sleep. And I remember saying, if you touch me, I'll sue you. You don't do that without my permission. You have sometimes to take a stand, and sometimes it's not always very welcome. But in my heart of heart, even if I was scared, I could not let them do anything like that. Then when I was daydreaming, I was in the hospital for many months, and time can be lonely, and you look out the window. And I remember looking out the window, and somehow I would daydream, and I would always, always see myself walking. I don't know why I had that conviction. I don't know why I saw those images. And I would grow old, my 30s and 40s and 50s. I would have children, grandchildren, but I would always be walking. And when I shared that with the doctors, they thought I was in denial. And then they sent me the psychologist to see me in my room. And then I shared that, and they thought, oh my gosh, it's a lost case. You know, when she'll wake up, she'll be in deep depression. She doesn't realize what's going on. And I say, no, I hear you loud and clear, but who knows? And then they send the psychiatrist. And then they were not very nice, and they wanted to give me drugs. And I said, I don't need drugs. I understand this is what it is now, but who knows? Anyway, I guess being stubborn as an adult can be useful, not as a child, but as an adult. And what happened is, very nicely, I told them, I'm not in denial. They can help each other. I don't need them. I just didn't feel I had a need for them. But it doesn't always go very well. So the nurses had asked me, what did you tell? Because they put the black mark in my file. But I was all nice, but I told them I don't need them. Not for what they wanted to, what they believed. So again, I was very strong in my conviction. And I always tried the medical route because that's what was offered and that's what we knew. And now today I can say, it's easy looking back, that it was a blessing that the medical route never worked for me, always made me kind of feel worse. Because what happened is, out of desperation, I would always look for other solutions, other ways. And this is why I found natural modalities, natural herbs, nutrition. And fast forward, go back to 1991-92, when it was my last crisis. Over the first symptoms I had was 1980. So 1980 to 1992, that's 12 years. I have seen a lot of different naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists. And I tried all kinds of different diets and supplements, and some things worked better than others. One thing is, I had three major crises, the one in 82, the last one in 91, 92. And every time I came back from those major crises, the three people who helped me were practitioners in three different cities, one in Montreal, one in the Eastern Quebec, one in Toronto. And what they had in common is they used herbs as opposed to single vitamins and minerals, and they all use Nature Sunshine. To this day, those three people do not know each other. So obviously, when I got well and I wanted to find out why those work better, I was biased for Nature Sunshine. Then I discovered the quality, and when I decided to retrain, I could never use anything else because the quality, you are assured that what you're using will give you the results you expect. The way that the formulations are done, they're brilliant. The people that put them together, it's just amazing. I've never seen anything that's wonderful, and I can count on it every single day. So the thing is that in order to get well, the last crisis, I didn't paralyze, even if most days I could not go up the stairs or go down the stairs. I had to go on my knees or go down on my bum. But it was just like doing, like changing my food, okay? And it doesn't have to be 100%. I like, when we are very sick, we want to be as close as 100%. To this day, I probably do 90% right. I always tell my client, aim for 80% good food and have fun food 10 to 20. And what is a good food for me is that if men touch it, run. If it grows that way in nature, then you can use it. A lot of the problems with the food is that it has been altered, it has been modified, it has been sprayed, it has been changed by men. And as soon as that happens, then argument body doesn't know what to do with it. So I love the way you said, you know, the color of the rainbow. I like to have 2-3 colors of vegetables on my plate. I like to have the different texture. So if I have broccoli, I'll have maybe yellow beans, and then I will have maybe some red beets with it, so the three colors. So that is so important, the veggies and the fruits and natural food. What you drink, you know, your water, your chlorophyll water, what you do with very lean, I like to say grass-fed, as thin as possible, your protein. So it's changing one thing at a time and sticking with it. Doesn't have to be everything. Every change you make will make a difference, even if you don't see everything right away. Now, the I know it took me about 18 months to get back to health or to be able to walk every day and to function normal the last time I was sick. And about a year after I was in that process, I gave up one night because I felt I was not better. I was maybe some days even worse. I spent all that money. I spent all that time. And I thought the doctor might actually be right this time. So I remember calling my mom and crying and saying, you know, maybe the doctors are right. And then I cried all night. And I'm happy to share my story with you. And I do apologize. I was telling that night always. Every time I share it, or it transposes me back to that time, no matter how many times. And I feel very blessed to be where I am today, and I'm very happy to share that with you, but I do apologize for my voice. And I remember the next morning calling my mom and saying I'm back on the program, and she asked me what changed. And I said, I cannot wait for anything to be handed to me on a silver platter. I cannot just wait and do nothing. So I will do it until it works. I will tweak it until it works. I'll figure out, and you know, doing nothing it's not an option for me. So my quest when I changed was more to figure out why than counting how many capsules was I taking, was counting how many months I've been doing that. So instead of counting all the bad hours I had in a day, I started to count the minutes and the hours that were good. So I changed my mind. And I'm not sure what I read that night, what made me change, but I'm glad I didn't give up. because 6 months later, I was almost where I am today. So the thing is that it's very important for people to just keep moving forward and tweaking it. And what's happening is, you know, people always say, for me, is you don't give up. You tweak it, you tweak it, you tweak it until you get there. So I hope it gives you some answers. I know I left some details out. I don't know if I added enough details. I know you have a lot of questions. Donna, do you want me to open the floor to questions? Is there anything that you wanted me to mention that I didn't?
Yeah, I do want to open it up to questions, Diane. Now, I think what you did, you gave us a really nice synopsis, and we appreciate this is the message that I got from you, a strong message. You never give up.
Absolutely.
And from
not.
The time she, yeah, and from the time Diane said, I give up, she can't, then she said, just a minute, I don't want anything handed to me on a silver platter. That's what she said.
Well, I would have
and
liked
she said,
it, but I know it's not happening, Donna.
Exactly. And then you said, doing nothing is not an option. And so you changed your mind. You said, whoa, okay, here's the number of minutes I had today that were good minutes. Whoa, here's the number of hours I had today that were good hours. You didn't count the bad, you counted the good. And how long did you do that for? 6 months. And this is a huge key. We tend to think in our society, we should just take this magic pill or this magic herb or these magic superfoods and all will be well instantly. There's that silver platter that Diane talked about. I'm here to say this is the magic bullet. It's just that you have to give it the time that it needs. So with that, I do want to open it up to, I have some other questions, but I do want to open it up to our attendees. So go ahead, please. Whoever has a question, go ahead, please.
Diane, hello? Go ahead. Diane, this is Roman. I have no question, but I really, really deeply want to admire you as a young person walking in this world. You took the power over your will. You took the power over your life. You went through so many unusual questions. Why you take it? You need to go to the psychiatrist. You need to, something is wrong with your mind. You took off from the masses and you went alone in this journey. I really admire you. God bless you. Keep going. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your kind words. And where that came from, I cannot take any merit. It's just there was something inside me that was saying, yes, I respect these people. I understand this is what they believe. But inside me, I just could not believe it. I could not accept that. There was something stronger. So I cannot take the merit for that. I'm very grateful that I had that strength. And it just, for me, is I do believe that everybody is entitled to be healthy and to be able to do what they want every single day. And if for any reason that is not happening, then there's always a way. You know, I grew up saying, when there's a way, there's a will. Okay, if you want it enough, you'll do what it takes. You know, that kind of philosophy. So, and I guess that is part of what was there. But thank you for your kind words.
Thank you. And there was somebody else that had a question. Go ahead, please.
I was asking, Liz Shobin, I was asking Diane, during this period, you never had a fear in your mind? Because I'm a patient suffering MS.
Absolutely, I had a lot of fear. This is normal. Whatever diagnosis or even without the diagnosis, when we have symptoms and we don't know why we have the symptoms.
Diane, just a minute, please, Diane. I hear background noise. So I request that we all please mute out because we're straining our ears And Diane, if you could speak louder, that would be awesome. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I said it's normal to experience fear. Either we have fear because of a diagnosis that was given to us, or fear because we have symptoms and we have no idea what's going on with our body. Having fear is normal. I had lots of fear. Okay, so if you don't have fear, that I think would be totally abnormal. Now, having the fear, you can choose to give in to that fear, which I did, you know, numerous times. What will happen to me? And you can dwell on it, and then you can fret, and then you can make it even worse. But somehow, I've always reached out to books. I've always looked for answers to get out of that fear. I refuse to stay in that fear mode. Okay, so I would reach out to people, or I've read lots of books to just help me out of that fear. Okay, and look at, okay, what are my blessings? What are the things that are good? What are the things that didn't work? So if one thing didn't work, I was closer to a thing that would work. Now it had worked in the past, so it should work now. Now, what they know in Canada, what they know with the doctors, it's very limited. It's one way of doing things. There's always so many different ways. So how many times did I have those dialogues between the die under the left shoulder and the die right under the right shoulder? I can make people crazy with those dialogues. So it's normal, but I would always try to find something to take me out of those deep moments.
Thank you for your encouragement, Diane.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And you know what? We all have it inside you to find that strength. One other thing that I grew up with, there's no burden that's given to you if you don't have the strength inside. And sometimes I said, I don't feel I do have the strength. And I said, I know it's there. Just find it. Just get on with it. Just stop. So get on to the next stage. I'm tired of that stage. And part of why I didn't go back into crisis and I want is because I refuse to. I'm done with that part of my life. So I'll do whatever, not my best, but whatever it takes to stay healthy and walk every day.
Thank you, Diane. So I'm just going to reiterate. You notice what she said. We already have that strength inside. It's just a matter, she said, of finding it. Find that strength. And then she said, get on with it. Whatever it takes. And you know what she said? We all experience fear, but we don't dwell on it. Yeah, we can fret. We can make it worse, but we don't dwell on it. And Diane said she refused to stay in the fear. And then she said, what doctors know about MS and probably lots of other diagnosed diseases is limited because Diane found a different way. Thank you for asking that question. Okay, and next question. Go ahead, please.
I have a question, if I may. Jacqueline here.
Go ahead,
here.
Please.
Yes. Diane, throughout the journey, you said you explored a lot of different supplements and everything. Were there any particular supplements that you always took, not considering the ones that you added here and there and so on? Were there some constant ones you always took?
Well, people give me different multivitamins and different oils and different things like that over the 12 years. And there was nothing consistent, therefore my health was not consistent over those 12 years. Now, because you see somebody, something don't work, somebody tells you somebody else, and then, you know, another friend tells you somebody else, and then your aunt is telling you. So you see different people because you're not getting the results, okay? Mm-hmm. And jumping from one thing to the other, there's things that really didn't work for me very well. So then you know not to use those. And then things that, oh, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe that works. But I didn't know. Okay. So what I know is I had three major crises in those three times that I came back totally normal is the people used herbs as opposed to just single vitamins and minerals, like just a calcium or just a magnesium or just a multivitamin, or, you know, they use herbs because herbs grow naturally in nature. But, you know, vitamin C doesn't grow naturally in nature. It is extracted from a food, from a plant, or made in a lab. So whenever I use vitamins and minerals, it never worked as good for me. When people recommended herbs, it always worked better. And what they recommended, they were different. I still have some of those programs, but, you know, I have all the ones from 91, 92, the one before. I have some notes, but I cannot say I took a multivitamin every day or I took all every day, because what people recommended were different.
Diane, could you be so kind to tell us what you did use, what you recommend for somebody? Because there's some people on this call that have been diagnosed with MS. And so what do you recommend that they use on a consistent basis?
Okay. I do want to make sure that everybody will have enough hydration with their water and chlorophyll water. I think that's very important. The chlorophyll is a green pigment from the plant, and it has a lot of health benefits for circulation and making sure the blood is clean and stuff like that. Now, I want to make sure that people have, I would love 2 extra large bowel movements a day, just to make sure that the garbage is taking out very well. When people only have 1, which is great compared to some people who have a couple a week, what will happen is 1 a day for me is like using a broom. Having 2 bowel movements a day, that's like using a good vacuum, making sure that everything is pulled out. Make sure, I always say, that you change your bag properly. So that's why I do love the body detox. We can add the LBS too if necessary. So the blood will be cleaner, the colon will be cleaner, and all the organ of digestion. Because it can take all the best food in the world. If you don't digest good enough, if you don't eliminate the toxins and all the leftover and the byproducts, your body will get toxic. So that's very important. Now, good fats, and my favorite one is Super Oil with Nature Sunshine, which is a blend of 6 different good fats. It has enantiomers, it has lecithin, it has the linseed or flaxseed, it has vitamin E, it has natural lemon oil, and I think, did I forget one? Anyway, there's 6 good oils in it. That's my, and if people are not doing as well as they should, I always recommend to take 6 per day or 2 per meal. If people are doing quite well, they're just on maintenance, then I think 2 per day, maybe 3, is enough. Okay. Now, I love the formula called I-X. I don't like just to go with protocol that way, but that's one of my favorite ones for MS. Because I have found that a lot of people are lacking the nutrients, which is in that formula. It cleans the blood as well. It builds the blood. It makes sure the iron, the manganese, all of that is at the proper level. It's awesome for energy. It helps the brain. It helps the nerves. It's just a wonderful formula. And I love the Nature Sunshine Stress Formula because it has all the different B vitamins in different ratios, because they should be different. So I love that they are different in that formula. It has all the vitamin C's with the bioflavonoids we can absorb the B, and it has some herbs, HVP, hops, valerian, passion, and flower to nourish the nervous system. So when you take those, you really absorb the B's properly. And then I find that the herbal CA, which is a herbal combination with calcium, magnesium, and all the nutrients to absorb your calcium and magnesium, complete. So those are some of the major ones that I see people need the most when they are working with symptoms or have been diagnosed with MS.
Thanks, Diane. So I'm just going to reiterate. So the herbs that she mentioned is lots of chlorophyll and water. At least 2 bowel movements a day. Take LBS2 and body detox. Then for the oils, it's super oil with 6 different oils and 6 a day. And there's a herbal combination called IX, which cleans the blood, brain, nerves for energy. And then she said to use stress formula, which has herbs and vitamin B's in it, and the formula called HVP. And finally, the last formula is Herbal CA. Okay, next question. Anybody else have a question for Diane?
Donna, I have
a
question.
Go ahead, please.
Diane, I'm wondering if you are working with more children now. It seems that people are being diagnosed a lot younger with MS and how they adapt.
I don't know if I can say that I have seen personally more children with MS. How old are you talking about?
In Lloydminster, it seems I've heard of them being pretty young, like toddlers and teenagers and young adults.
I have not seen any of these at the clinic yet, okay, in our wellness center. How have they been diagnosed? Like, today I know somebody so young. Like somebody was telling me today that the daughter of their nephew or some, not the daughter, the girlfriend of the nephew was diagnosed with MS. She woke up one morning, she could not see. 2 weeks later, they did a test and they said it was MS. I'm not sure that I'm willing to accept that diagnosis with 2 weeks of symptoms and one or two tests. I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying is to give that label to somebody at that young age without looking, I would be looking at different things. The reason is that there's probably 50 to 60% of neurologists that will believe if you have different lesions on the brain or if they're active, then that you have MS or it's more conductive to that. Now, there's probably 30, 40%, maybe a bit more, of neurologists who are totally from a different viewpoint. They'll say, oh, the symptoms of MS are not related to the lesions that are on the brain or in the spine. So to be diagnosing a toddler with symptoms of MS or a child with those symptoms, I will look at a host of other things first. I will look what's happening with the vaccines. I will look at what's happening at the dental. I would look at what's happening with other neurological disorders. I'm not saying it's not true, but it seems to be how, and like somebody today, I had a client, it was the third time I was seeing her, and she cannot believe that the numbness and the tingling is all gone after 5 weeks. She still has the hot and cold, those symptoms are for her, but there are different symptoms. And she went to a second opinion with a neurologist, and he told her, said, yes, I see lesions, yes, I see them active. It doesn't mean it's MS, as the other person was ready to start the injection right away. Two different neurologists. So I said, well, do you like his diagnosis? Yes, I like it because I can wait. I don't feel pushed. If you don't like the second, you go to a third one. And the reason I'm saying that is some people will be prone at pushing things. So I'm not saying it's not true about these people, but before accepting that, I would look at a host. Why is that happening?
Thank you, Diane. And I'm just going to reiterate what you said. Diane said, particularly, look, and it's just like, don't dwell on the diagnosis. That's the message I'm getting. But look at vaccines. And I agree with that. I think vaccinations is causing the young children not to walk, or they have leukemias or cancers or whatever. And we need to clean those heavy metals out of the bloodstream. And then Diane mentioned, look at the dental situation. I mean, I have a young father that told me that he has a child, and the child is 6 years old with mercury fillings in his baby teeth. I mean,
oh my gosh.
You see, this is what's happening, and parents are so unaware, and we blindly trust these authorities because we really believe that what everything they say is kind of for our health, and that's not necessarily true, if I could say it kindly. Okay, exactly. And I think even in Diane's situation, I think there was probably a vaccination that was given to you when you were in high school. I think you mentioned a tetanus shot, okay? And you see, we're not aware how poisonous this is in the bloodstream. And it doesn't give you a side effect immediately, but that heavy metal, that poison, that tetanus that is in the blood because they've injected it into your body is floating around causing havoc to all kinds of inherent weak systems and organs of the body. And I mean, in Diane's case, I'm not saying it is, but in Diane's case, it would have been the brain and the nervous system. I mean, I think about a couple of my clients, and one of them, like you said, Diane, had lesions in his brain, diagnosed with MS, and he was taking Lipitor for 7 years. Well, just think about what Lipitor does. It strips the fats off the myelin sheath, and your brain is fat and water. So Lipitor strips the fats from your brain. No wonder lesions form in the brain. And if your fats are stripped off the myelin sheath, then it's prone to infection, a fungal infection or whatever other infection that could happen. It doesn't matter what you diagnose it with. So that we become aware of the poisons we're putting into our body. But the second thing about this is we can clean out those poisons. So I think, Gail, that was your question, right, Gail? So this is what you need to, I think you need to discuss this with those people that you know of, that there is a way to clean out the poisons. I mean, we have a thing called heavy metal detox. It's not bad. You open it up. You can put it in yogurt for young children. It's easy to swallow a bunch of super oil capsules. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, and I have chewed those super oil capsule with children. I call them my little starburst candy because I said, okay, let's put it together and I'm out. And then we just we crunch them. And then I said, okay, so there'll be some liquid coming out like a little candy. Now we have to wait until that candy gets sweet. So yes, there's an oil taste. So I said, okay, get over it. Okay, you can do the less, funny faces with it and keep the gelatin of that super oil, and it will be able to keep it the longest in our mouth. And then I said, you should put your hand up when it starts to get sweet. It's not sweet like a jujube, but it will get sweeter. And then I have little kids having temper and tantrum to take their super oil, and it's awesome for ADD, for attention, for focus. It works very well with that. And if I may, Donna, it's not everybody who gets vaccine will get reaction. Not everybody with dental work that will get vaccines. Some people will be more prone because of their weaknesses and their strength in the body. And there's a lot of literature that will associate that some of the symptoms of MS could be a very distant relative of polio. It's not something new. And why would children would develop some of the symptoms there? So I would always look at that. I have many people, grown up, that have been diagnosed.
I think I'll finish. I'm pretty hungry.
Okay, just a minute, please. We have background noise again. So if you could please mute out. Thank you. Go ahead, Diane.
Thank you. So I have a number of people that have been diagnosed with MS, and when we do all our tools and stuff like that, I found out that they were lacking in a lot of the Bs, all the Bs. So when we give them the stress formula, either we start with 6 a day, sometimes I go higher depending, and all the symptoms of MS disappear. And one of the reasons is people have been taking folic acid or have been taking B12 shots or B12, all those are single vitamins, B vitamins. And when you take a single B vitamin for any length of time and you keep doing that, it will deplete the other Bs. So finding out that those people actually only add a vitamin B depletion that would not necessarily show on doctor's test, but just doing that and then ask them to go for a second opinion and the symptoms of a MS appear and it doesn't show on any test. So I never want to make people believe, oh, you must have been misdiagnosed. It's not about that. But you can have five people with MS and the root cause will be different. And that goes for children or adults. But you can have people who have the same symptoms, but it doesn't mean they have the disease. So that's why I was getting at the children.
Okay. And that's what we're all about. Thank you for sharing that again. The root cause, never mind the diagnosis. Focus on the root cause. And we've already talked about heavy metals in vaccinations. Diane mentioned taking just a single vitamin B, like vitamin B12 shots, without using all of the Bs together, causes depletion. So nutrient depletion is another root cause. We focus on root causes. Diane, I wanted to ask you, how many people have you worked with that have overcome MS?
That's a good question, Donna. I never counted. I've been doing that for 24 years. Okay, actually, it was September 6th. That was my 24th year anniversary that I opened the business. I started part-time. I work full-time now, and I can see 50, 60 people a week. I've been coaching I'm trying to see how many people that I coach and help directly and indirectly. I would say easily hundreds.
I hope everybody heard that. Easily 100 people have overcome 100. Multiple sclerosis, just like Diane has.
Because it's 24 years. That's only four a year, and it's more than that. So I'm just trying
more than 100, okay? I mean, the people who are attending this session need to hear this. More than 100. Is this on any media? Is it in the newspaper, on the radio? Really? And people don't attend these calls and they don't attend our conventions where Diane will be a speaker alongside of me. We work together. There she is telling you this. There is another way. At least 100. My next question, Diane, why do people quit the program?
Oh, for many reasons. We all wonder at one point, is it really working? Is it really worth it? That is a valid question, and it's normal people would ask that. Because it's not like you'll still wake up and have difficulty with your hand or with your leg or with your eyes or with your speech or whatever. But then you have to look, where was I a month ago? Not where was I yesterday, but a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Like, try to think of it. Could I do this? Like, I have a lady, she's in her 70s. And when I started to work with her, she could barely move her toes. Now she can move the ankle. Going forward, like doing a pointy and then flexing it, going to the right and to the left. The other foot was always better, but one of the foot she could barely move the toes. Well, she can not still walk properly, But the thing is, how can she walk if he cannot just do that flexing and pointing and going right and left with her? That is major. Now, it took her quite a bit of time to get there. But is it better than where she was a year ago? Absolutely. Now, it's like the hockey stick. At the beginning, you need to get the momentum going. Now that she can move the foot, pointing and flexing and left and right, now we're working on the rotation. Three on one side, three on the other side. Now I'm having her being sitting down, and we develop an exercise, and she does right leg. She has to lift it with her hands, and she'll do heel. So, like trying just to put the heel on the floor, sitting down on the couch, and then putting the toe, controlling that. Lifting the toes, And then lifting the heel, do heel, toe. If she can get, now she will do two or three and then she's tired. So we stop. But I want her to do that every few hours. So then we're starting to develop the muscle back from that. If she doesn't do that, will she ever be able to walk? So what my point is that we have to look at the progress that way. Okay, so
Thank you. It's normal.
So people get discouraged. We get capsule fatigue. How many times that I could not swallow another capsule? I would take them, they would come up, and I thought I would vomit them. Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I did actually vomit them a few times. And I would wait half an hour, and I said, okay, take them again. And then the money. Money is a big thing. Okay, what can I cut? What can I do? And then, you know, the overwhelming sense of everything. So those are some ideas that the people around you sometimes might not be as supportive. So those are all kind of reasons. I'm sure that other people have other good reasons why they quit the program. But as I said, when you do quit, just make it short term. Don't stay with the quitting. Get back on it.
Exactly. Thank you. Is there any other question from the field? Anything else you'd like to ask Diane?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Diane, I have one more question. The whole idea of money always comes up. What did you do in terms of money when you started the program, when you went on to this journey?
Oh, my gosh. We didn't have the extra money. And I had lost my revenue. And I'm not suggesting to anybody that they have to do that. But for me, is I didn't see a different solution. Is I borrowed it from our credit card and made a promise to myself that I will repay every single dime. Now, I didn't make that promise to my husband or to anybody else, but I just thought, if I don't, so I have a very good motivation to get well, because when I make a promise to myself, I will hold myself accountable for it, because I would not want to leave my husband with the debt or my child or anything like that. So the motivation was I have to pay every penny back and more. And because I didn't have anybody to help me, is as I took it from our credit card. And so I would say, okay, do I want that piece of sweet or do I want to have that? Do I want a Coke or do I want a chlorophyll? So it was like, okay, what is worth it? That will give me a short-term maybe feeling good. But the thing is at this point, it's something that's not in the card. I'm not choosing the bad food. I'm not choosing the bad drink. I'm choosing every action that I would take had to be conducive to be helping to get to my health goal I wanted. If it was not, I would dismiss it for the moment. I could not think, this is what I do for the rest of my life. Now I have no problems doing that, but back then, because it's too big of a time. So, but right now, I will put all my efforts, everything that comes to my mouth, all my thoughts, even the thoughts that were not, if it's not conducive to health, I would put it on a temporary or imaginary shelf. So if it's not something that helped me, then I will put it away, so that all my efforts could be towards achieving and walking again and staying walking.
Including money.
Including money.
Okay. I hear you, Diane. You made it a priority. I can hear you. Okay.
Yes, and
you know, it's like I'm not going to spend it on the Coke or the chocolate bar or whatever that is.
No, and, you know,
spending it on those herbs.
And even if you didn't go out a lot, you know, cut the budget of everything. Do you understand? And eating and cooking healthy doesn't cost more money, because when you use some of the things that you do it from scratch, you save a lot of money when you don't buy the ice cream and you don't buy the chips. And yes, it's very tempting, but one of the things is I would not go to these aisles. And I would tell my husband, you want them, you can have them, but put them somewhere I cannot reach, I don't see, and you can eat them when I'm not home. I'm not that great, but I don't want to have them in front of me. It's too difficult. So it's a choice I made for a short term until I got well, and then I'll figure out what I do next. But we all know what we put in will have an impact. The food has an impact. The herbs have an impact. So, you know, and the mind has an impact. Doing exercise, like for that lady, the exercise is to do every couple of hours, to lift her leg and to put it down. So it doesn't have to be more complicated than that.
Right. Thank you, Diane. Okay, is there anybody else that has a question out there?
Donna, I've just received the good news. Dr. Joan called exactly at the same time as your call started, and she said she'd be delighted to be on next week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is the big announcement. Okay, this is so exciting. So Diane, I need to announce this and before we move forward. That was Jacqueline that just spoke, and Jacqueline had worked with Dr. Joan. Dr. Joan had been diagnosed with throat cancer, and she followed our therapeutic nutritional pop-up program, and she is cancer-free. So she will be our guest speaker next Monday on our teleconference call next Monday. So please share it with other people, 604-227-1018. So having said this, I think it's time that we probably wrapped it up. This is such a fruitful thing, but I just wanted you to say one more thing, Diane, because last time this was so profound. When you talked about having your MRI, can you just tell these people what happened when you had an MRI about 4 years ago?
Yes, I ended up I had to have an MRI for totally different reasons. I won't get into it. It's a long story. And when the doctor did the request for me to have that MRI, she specifically asked to do the lower left quadrant of the brain. So just to look at something and whatever. And so I went for my MRI, and then when I got the result in writing of the MRI, they said that my MS is progressing as it's supposed to be for somebody who had MS for over, 20-something years or whatever, according to their file. So I called, I got a copy of the report, and I called the doctor's office, and I said, how can they say it's progressing the way it's supposed to? How can they, that means they're comparing to the MRI I would have had in 91, 92. And that has been lost. So I said, if this is progressing, that's be compared. So they checked, said, no, they never found the other one. So I said, how can they say it's progressing if they cannot compare? And I said, what do they mean it's progressing the way it's supposed to? They thought I was in a wheelchair. And I said, well, I've been walking for 25 years. So, and they said, it was never written on the slip because I had it with me. It was for MS. It was not at all for that. But because in my Ontario file, they can see that I have been diagnosed with MS, they assume. So they did the test, they never did what they're supposed to, and then they're saying those things. And so my doctor said, then we'll ask them to do another one. I said, never mind, I'll work on my heart, and whatever was going on went away. But the thing is that I was really upset that they didn't bother to read the prescription or the slip to do the right diagnosis. They made an assumption on what it was, without having anything to compare it with. And I thought, how can they do that? And my doctor, was said, well, it doesn't make sense. It's not right. I said, I understand. But this is really, I find that if they do that to me, they do that to other people. Like, I'm
exactly.
Not the only one. okay? And I'm sure they do a lot of good things, and I'm not against the medical, I'm not against those people, but always take everything with a bit of grain of salt. Always question, always ask for a second opinion. No, because when I read that, I said, how can they say that? If I didn't feel well, I could understand. But I've been the same all the time and walking every day. So I just thought that was really, anyway, I was not very happy.
So this, you know, this is, yeah, this is just for everyone's awareness. This is where the whole second opinion comes in. Even the MRIs are not accurate as we think they are. So there you go. All right. And so the person that the doctor that reported it obviously just looked at Diane's past history and assumed that this is an MS client and focused on MS. Did not compare. Go ahead.
Yeah, they could not. Yeah, they could not compare because they didn't have the results. But why did they say that? You know. And like the client today, I said, who knows how many active and how many lesions you had when you were 10 years old or when you were a baby? Nobody knows because you never had MRI done back then.
Exactly.
So,
And I liked how you handled it. And I'm going to quote you, Diane. I walked away. That's it. And that, what did Diane do? She said, well, I'm just going to keep sticking with my herbs and my superfoods. I walked away. There you go. So I see that my time is up. So, Diane, I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Can everybody out there thank Diane, please?
Thanks,
Diane.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you, Diane. I've learned so much from you, and every time I talk to you, I learn more. I so much appreciate the time that you took out of your life, Diane, to be with us here on a Monday evening and to share your journey with us so that perhaps somebody else can be touched and helped and regain their walking ability if they happen to be diagnosed with a no-hope walking disease. That's all I'm going to say it here, that there is hope for everyone and anybody can do this. And finally, I want to leave you with Dr. Joan will be our guest speaker next Monday at 5:45, and she'll be talking about her journey using the PAPA program for throat cancer. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. Lots of love to you and your family, and particularly to you, Diane. Lots of love to you and your family. Goodbye, everybody, with lots of blessings. Goodbye.
Thank you, Diane, for doing that.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Hello? Hello?
Well, I've been sitting here all day, I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends, yes, I'm waiting on this conference call. All alone, and I'm on hold. Well, yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Well, I wonder where they are, yes, I wonder where my friends have gone.
Where'd they go?
Tell me, where could they be while I'm waiting on this conference call?
I don't know.
Well, I'm holding on my phone, yes, I'm holding on the line. Hey! Well, I don't know where they are. I don't know why I'm still alone. I'm on hold. Oh yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Hey!
Well, let me tell y'all a story about a man who was on hold all day. Yes, he was. Now, maybe he had the time wrong, and maybe he didn't. There's just no way for me to say. And yes, I have seen some long hold times in my day. Yes, I have. And this was one of the worst. Now, this young man did not hang up the telephone, and you guess what happened? Yeah. That call began. That call started.
So stay on hold. You gotta stay on hold. Ooh, don't go away. Well, I've been sitting here all day, I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends, yes, I'm waiting on this conference call all alone. And I'm on hold, well, yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Well, I wonder where they are, yes, I wonder where my friends have gone.